Boker Tov, good morning, Chodesh Tov. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shlema V'Lechonim, V'Chnalam, Chemdam, Racham, Echad, Nishan, Emen, Echad, Nukam, Nifkas, Rabban, Munim, Shalom, Asara, David, Ben, Rechad, Echad, 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 דן בן אסר של מילה קודם מהמקל, השם בן יתר, יום הנפן, יום שם בנאום של משום מדינה, ושם בן יפן, דנים בן יתר, בן יפן, בן יפן, כדי דו עדיין וכן, יום גבריאל, יושב מלכם, בן יפן, מגל בן אסר, שם שם מלכם, נראה עשר, שנה, דן חל בתינה, משום בן יפן, רפואה של המעלה, ודון נשמע להבדיל, ונשמע דוד בן יאו, בנימין בן ידד, דן בן יפן, משום בן יפן, בן יפן, בן יפן, Okay, we are on the second to last daf. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Aleph, daf 111. It's a very exciting daf. Today's daf is all about Zionism, about being pro-Israel, Bezat Hashem. Okay, so we are in the middle of the page on 110b, Kuf Yud Amud Bet, towards the top of the page at the Mishnah. This is a very, very important Mishnah. Mishnah begins, Hakol Ma'alin La'Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to force... A person is allowed to force his spouse or any members of their family to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein hakol motzein, but nobody can force them out. Meaning, if somebody lives there, you can't say, no, I want to leave, and force the other members to leave. Hakol ma'alin Yerushalayim, anyone can force their family members to Yerushalayim. Ve'ein hakol motzein, but you cannot force them out. Echad ha'nashim ve'chad ha'nashim, whether male or female, is the same. Nasa yisha be'eretz Yisrael. If someone marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael, ve'girsha be'eretz Yisrael, and divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, noten la mima'od Eretz Yisrael. He pays her the money worth of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, there were coins in Eretz Yisrael, and there were coins that were bigger in another place called Kaputkaya. Those were weighed more, and they were worth more. So if over here it sounds like wherever you married her, wherever you divorced her, that, and then you have to pay her the money of the place that you divorced her. Nasa isha be'eretz Yisrael, if someone marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael, ve'girsha be'kaputkaya, and then divorces her in Kaputkaya, noten la mima'ot Eretz Yisrael. He gives her the money of Eretz Yisrael, it's a lower amount. Nasa isha be'kaputkaya, if someone marries a woman in Kaputkaya, ve'girsha be'eretz Yisrael, and divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, noten la mima'ot Eretz Yisrael. I think I just read that. He gives her the money of Eretz Yisrael. Sorry. This is Nasa Yisha b'Kaputkaya. He marries a woman in Kaputkaya, v'girsha b'Eretz Yisrael, and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael. Noten li mima'ot Eretz Yisrael. He gives her the money of Eretz Yisrael. So this Tana Kama holds all three cases. You give the money value of Eretz Yisrael. Rashba gomer noten li mima'ot Kaputkaya. He says no. This last case, you give her the money of Kaputkaya. Nasa Yisha b'Kaputkaya, and if you marry a woman in Kaputkaya, v'girsha b'Kaputkaya, and you divorce in Kaputkaya, you give her the value noten li mima'ot Kaputkaya. You would give her the money of Kaputkaya. That everybody agrees. The difference is, we just said that the money's value weighed more in Kaputkaya, the coins weighed more, so they were worth more in Kaputkaya rather than Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara comes and says, Hakol ma'alin la'ato yemai. Why does it say you're allowed to force? Everyone can force. You can force anyone. What is it coming to add? So la'ato ye avadim, it's coming to add even slaves. That you can even force your slaves to come and move up to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but there's another opinion that even states slaves explicitly. So why do you need to state this opinion? So the Gemara says, what would that opinion be coming to add? So the Gemara says, la'atuye minave hayafe linave hara'a. Coming to add that even if moving to Israel would be a lower level of living, meaning it would be worse for you, it would be a downgrade, still you have to do it. You're able to force someone. Ve'ena kol motzi'in. And then we said you can't force out. So what is that coming to add? La'atuye mai. So the Gemara says, "La'atuye eved shebarach mechutz la'aretz la'aretz." If you have a slave, he runs away from America to Israel. So the Amrinan, like we would tell you, Zabnei, sell him, hacha vezil, sell him over here in Eretz Yisrael and go back home. Mishum yeshivat Eretz Yisrael, because he's a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, so you can't force him to come back. Hakol ma'alin Yerushalayim. Then we said, you can force everyone to go up to Yerushalayim. So what's that coming to add? La'atuye mai. So what's that coming to add? La'atuye minaveh yafel minaveh ra'a. That even if, let's say, it's forcing from a good living, and you're going to downgrade to Eretz Yisrael, it's still you're allowed to force. Ve'ena kol motzi'in, and not you cannot force everyone out. So you can't force anyone out. Who is that talking about? La'atuye mai. La'atuye, it's coming to add afilu minaveh ra'al naveh ayafeh. Let's say you have a bad living in Israel, God forbid, and you want to upgrade, and you want to move to America. It's not an upgrade, but let's say someone thinks it's an upgrade. So Gemara still says you can't force your family members to move out because of the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'aydi detane reisha, ein motzi'in, Tane Seifa Nami Ein Motzein. Okay, so the Gemara asks, why does it need to state both in the beginning part of the Mishnah and in the latter part of the Mishnah, Ein Motzein? We know that. So the Gemara says, since it taught in the Resha part of the Mishnah, Ein Motzein, that you cannot force people out, so too it taught in the latter part of the Mishnah, that you cannot force anybody out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Interesting case. We have a Braita. Hu Omer, if the husband says, La'alot, that I want to move up to Israel. Vihi Omer, the woman says, Shelo La'alot, I don't want to move. Kofinata La'alot, we force her to move. Vim lav, and if not, tetzeb lo ketubah. She gets out, divorced with no ketubah. Okay, so the important Tosfot over here, a very important, famous Tosfot. Hu omer la'alot, eino noheg bezman hazeh. He says it does not take place nowadays. De'ika sakanat derachim, because there is a danger of traveling. Vehaya omer Rabbeinu Chaim, and Rabbeinu Chaim used to say that achshav eino mitzvah ladur b'Eretz Yisrael. He says nowadays there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. This is what the Rabbeinu Chaim says. There are a bunch of mitzvot that are dependent on the land of Israel. And there's many punishments that we're not going to be able to stand up to them. So this is an interesting Tosfot, that all of a sudden there's no more mitzvot living in Eretz Israel. So they say that Rabbi Ben Chaim always quotes this and says this was probably a Talmid To'eh. It's probably a student of a Tosfot that made a mistake. Doesn't make any sense. Everyone holds, we know that, I mean, it's a big machloket Rishonim, but according to the Ramban, according to most opinions, in the name of the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael even nowadays. So it doesn't make sense why you take away them, and especially the reasoning. His reasoning is there's no mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael because we can't keep the mitzvah in the land. It's too difficult. That's not a proper. Imagine I tell you, you shouldn't wear tefillin anymore because I have to take off my bracelets and my watches and it's too hard for me. It's not a good reasoning, you know? Okay, anyway. Okay. He omer et la'alot. If she wants to move, v'hu omer shelo la'alot, and he does not want to move. Kofin oto la'alot. We force the man to move. V'im lav yotzi v'yiten ketubah. And if he doesn't move, you have to give a divorce with the ketubah. He omeret latzet. If she wants to leave Eretz Yisrael. V'hu omer shelo latzet. And he does not want to leave. Kofin ata shelo latzet. We force her not to leave. V'im lav tetzev lo ketubah. And if she wants to leave, she leaves without a ketubah. Hu omer latzet. He wants to leave. V'hi omeret shelo latzet. And she does not want to leave. Kofin oto shelo latzet. We force him to stay. If he doesn't agree, he has to leave without, and he has to give a ketubah. Okay, these are the four cases. Then, Nasa Isha, we said if he married a woman, we said it depends where he marries her, where he divorces her. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, it's difficult. Katane, you taught in the Mishnah, Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael. If you marry a woman in Eretz Yisrael, Vigirusha Kaputkaya, and you divorce her in Kaputkaya, Noten Nami Maot Eretz Yisrael. You have to give her the money value of Eretz Yisrael. So what do we see from that? Alma, Batar Shibuda Azlinan. We go after the obligation. Where did the obligation begin? Meaning the person married her in Eretz Yisrael, so the obligation began in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he gives the money of Eretz Yisrael. But Ema Seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Nasa Isha beKaputkaya. If a person marries a woman in Kaputkaya, veGirsha beEretz Yisrael, and divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, Noten la mimaot Eretz Yisrael, he still gives her the money of Eretz Yisrael. So what do you see? Alma batar guvya nazlin, and we go after where the money is being collected. Meaning, if he's divorcing her in Eretz Yisrael, it's supposed to be collected in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where the money value is. So this is a contradiction in the Mishnah. So Amar Rabba mikulei ketubah shanu kan kasavar ketubah derabanan. No, it's not a contradiction. We were trying to teach. This is lenient opinions in regards to the ketubah. We were being lenient with regards to the ketubah to give the lower amount. And the reason is because this opinion holds that the ketubah obligation is only midirabanan, not midaoraita. Who holds that it's daoraita? So Rashbag Omer, Rashbag says, Noten la mimaut kaputkaya. You give her the value of kaputkaya's money. So the Gemara says, Kasavar ketubah daoraita. Because Rashbag holds that the ketubah obligation is daoraita. Tanun Rabbanan. We have a braita. Hamotzi shtar chov al chavero. Somebody comes out saying, this person owes me money. Yes, exactly. Hamotzi shtar chov al chavero. Someone comes out and says, this person owes me money. Katuv bo bavel. If it says in it bavel, magveu mimaot bavel. He has to pay the money of bavel. Katuv bo Eretz Yisrael. If it says Eretz Yisrael, magveu mimaot Eretz Yisrael. He has to pay the money of Eretz Yisrael. Katuv bo stam. If it just said generally, hotziu bavel. If it came out in bavel, then magveu mimaot bavel. Then he has to pay the money of bavel. Hotziu be'Eretz Yisrael. If it came out, hotziu be'Eretz Yisrael. If it came out in Eretz Yisrael, then magbel mimaot Eretz Yisrael. The person has to pay the value of the money in Eretz Yisrael. Katuv bo kesef stam. What if it just writes silver generally? It doesn't say an amount. So mashi irtze love magbel. Masha in ken biktuba. What the borrower wants to pay, he can just pay whatever he wants because it just says silver, which is not the same case by a ketuba. What does that mean? It's not the same case by a ketuba. So usually when it says it's not the same case, it's talking about the last thing that it just stated. But that's not the case over here. When it says Masha in Ken Bektuba, it's referring to that we hold like the opinion, like Tanakama, that the Ketubah obligation is only Drabanan, and you would always pay the lower amount. If let's say someone married someone here and divorced someone here, whichever one has a lower value, we would be lenient on them and let them pay that lower value. So the Gemara asks, yeah, what is this referring to? Amar v'sharsha aresha. It's going back on the resha of the Braita, on the beginning of the Braita. La'apuke midirashbag. To disagree with the opinion of Rashbag, the Amar Ketubah d'Oraita. That he says Ketubah is d'Oraita, we disagree with that opinion and say that Ketubah is only midirabanan. Then we said Katub bo kesef stam. If someone just has a general writing of silver, Masher it said Love magbel. Whatever the borrower wants, he can pay. So the Gemara says Ve'ema niska. Why don't you say that it's bars of silver? That's what it is. He has to pay, not just whatever he wants. Amar Rabbi Elazar, dichtiv be matbea. It said coin in the document, so it must have been a coin. So whatever silver amount coin you can pay. So the Gemara says ve'ema prite. Why don't we say it's talking about silver prutot? Pruta is a very very low amount.
Are they made from
the,
silver?
Huh?
Are we asking the prutot from silver?
They don't. No, prutot are made out of copper.
So this is the, that was money.
Yeah. So why don't you pay though? Why don't you say that the prutot were made of silver here? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, prite. Amara papa prite de kaspa lo avde inashe. People don't make silver prutot. Yeah, can you tell the person?
Coffee machine.
No,
somebody shofar.
No, in shofar, in coffee machines. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Le'olam, this is now the Zionist part. Le'olam yidor adam be'eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in the land of Israel. Le'olam yidor adam be'eretz Yisrael, afilo be'ir shurubah avdei kochavim. Even in a place that the majority are non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'al yadur b'chutz la'aretz. And you should not live in America, outside of Israel. Afilo be'ir shurubah Yisrael. Even if the city is majority Jews. It's better to live in Israel, where if it's majority non-Jews, rather than chutz la'aretz. Someone who lives in Israel is like he has a God. Anyone who lives outside of Israel, it's as if he does not have a God. To give you the land of Israel, to be for you as a God. So it sounds like land of Israel, God. What? Someone who doesn't. We live in America, we don't have a God? Chas v'shalom? No, that's not what it means. Ela lomar lach, kol adar v'chutz la'aretz ki'ilu oved avodat kochamim. Anyone who lives in America, it's as if he's worshipping idols. V'chein b'David hu omer. Also by David HaMelech it says, ki girishuni hayom istafeach benachalat adonai lemor, lech evod adonim acharim, go and serve other gods. So the Gemara says, v'chim mi amar lo le David lech evod adonim acharim. Who's telling David to go and serve other gods? Ela lomar lach, it must be kol adar v'chutz la'aretz. Anyone lives outside of Israel, ki ilu oved avodat kochamim. It's as if he's worshiping idols, meaning it's telling him you're outside of Israel. Go serve other gods because that's what you're worth. Rabbi Zera hava kamishtamit mined Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Zera was leaving Rav Yehuda's presence. He wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Deba lemesak laEretz Yisrael. The Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds. He wanted to not tell Rav Yehuda because Rav Yehuda has a special opinion. Kol ha'olemi bavel Eretz Yisrael over be'aseh. Anyone who leaves Bavel and goes to Eretz Yisrael, he violates a positive commandment. So Neymar, as the Pasuk says, Bavela yuvau v'shamma yu ad yom pokti. You should come to Bavel and be there until the day of my, that I attend to them. Ad pokti otam ne'um adunai. So he's saying, until that day that I come and redeem the Jewish people, you should stay in Bavel. If you leave, that's violating a positive commandment. Okay, so Verbizera. Why would Verbizera wanting to go up to Eretz Yisrael then? So he says, "Ahu b'klis sharet kti." He says that pasuk is not talking about redeeming the people. It's talking about whenever the klis sharet. You look at Rashi. Rashi says that whenever the klis sharet, the sacred utensils of the Beit HaMikdash would be brought back to the temple. That's what it's referring to. It's not referring to necessarily the people. It's saying when I bring these things back to from Bavel. Right? Look at Rashi. First Rashi. Okay, so he's referring to the klei sharet in this pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda say to that?" "Ktiv karacharina." He says, "There's another pasuk. Hishbati etchem benot Yerushalayim, making them swear the benot Yerushalayim b'tzavaot o b'ayelot hasadeh." So yeah, so it sounds like when he calls them benot Yerushalayim, that they are people of Yerushalayim. But whenever you arouse, whenever you get to that point that we go back to Yerushalayim, meaning we're not in Yerushalayim yet, you have to stay. He's taking them bound by an oath to not go up to Eretz Yisrael until the final redemption. Okay. V'Rabbi Zera, what does Rabbi Zera say about that pasuk? Ha'u shelo ya'alu Yisrael b'choma. That pasuk is referring to that the Jewish people should not go up all together in one shot, very strong. Right? But if a person wanted to go by himself, that would be fine. Okay. So the Gemara then says, V'Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Hishbati acharin aktiv. He says there's another pasuk that states the word hishbati. I took an oath on them. So therefore, Rav Yehuda holds you cannot leave Bavel, and Rabbi Zera holds the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but Rabbi Zera, what does he say about that second hishbati? He says it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Da amar gimel shevuot halalu lama. Why do we need these three swears? Achat shelo ya'alu Yisrael b'choma. One, so the Jews don't go all up together very strong. Number two, swear is so that the Jewish people don't rebel against the non-Jewish nations. And number three, Hashem made an oath with the non-Jews that they don't make the Jews slaves on them and put them down so much, make them such bad slaves under them and serve them. Okay, so what does Rav Yehuda say about this opinion? So the Gemara says, "Im ta'iru v'im ta'ruru k'tiv." He says, "There's two lashonot. There's in the pasuk. It says im ta'iru and im ta'ruru. That if whenever you awaken and v'im ta'ruru and you awaken, it means the same thing, but it's a double lashon, a double language. Meaning to say, coming to add that you shouldn't leave Bavel. Okay, Rabbi Zera, what does Rabbi Zera say about that? Mi ba'elaylech Rabbi Levi. He says, supporting Rabbi Levi. Damar shesh shavuot halalu lama. Why do we need these six swears? Tlata hani damiran. The three swears we just said. V'enach, the other three, shelo yiglu et aketz, so they don't reveal when the redemption will be, when Mashiach will come. V'shelo yirchaku et aketz, don't delay the Mashiach coming. V'shelo yiglu asod of the kohavim, and not yigalu, don't reveal the secret to the non-Jew. What's the secret here?
Mashiach?
No, over here it's referring to the way the Acharonim explain it. It's talking about the secret of the calendar, how the Rosh Chodesh is established. Like today we have Rosh Chodesh, how they used to do it in those days. It's very complicated, so don't reveal that to the goyim. B'tzvaot b'ayalot ha-sadeh. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael. Hashem says to the Jewish people, Im atem mekaymim et ha-shevua mutav. If you keep the swear, good. V'im lav, and if not, ani matir et besarchem k'tzvaot v'ayalot ha-sadeh. I'm going to let you go free like animals, like gazelles, and animals that you'll be free to be hunted. People will come and hunt you. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adar b'Eretz Yisrael shavui b'lo avon. Anyone who lives in Israel is clean of all sin. Shneimar uval yomar shachen chaliti ha'am ha'yoshev ba nesu avon. Don't say, "Oh, my neighbor, he's going to help me. He's going to." I'm not afflicted because of my neighbor. Rather, the people who live in the land of Israel are the ones who are clean of sin.
Of course, they have to keep the mitzvot.
Huh?
They have to keep the mitzvot.
Nachon. Amar le Anan besovleh hacholaim atninela. We taught that pasuk referring to people who are sick in the stomach. What does that mean?
That he's
saying, yeah, it's kaparat avonot, it's atonement for your sins. If a person gets these isurim, gets this pain and suffering. Amar of Anan, kol hakavur b'Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who is buried in Eretz Yisrael, ki ilu kavur tachat ha-mizbeach. It's as if he is buried under the mizbeach. Ktiv hacha, the pasuk says, mizbeach adama ta'aseli. Make for me a mizbeach. Uchtivadav, it says over there, v'chiper admato amo. And atones for the nation altogether. So they're referencing both pesukim, talking about being buried in Israel, being like being buried under the mizbeach. Ula hava ragil dava salik la'eretz Yisrael. Ula would very commonly go to Israel. Nach nafshei b'chutz la'eretz. And when he died in outside of Israel. So atu amru le Rabbi Elazar. They came and told Rabbi Elazar that Ula died in outside of Israel. Amar ant Ula al adamat me'a tamut. So he said, he quoted a pasuk. He said, "You Ula, you're dying on an impure land. You're going to die outside of Israel." Amrullah, they said to him, the students, "Aronoba." They brought his coffin here to be buried in Israel. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Rabbi Elazar said a very important line: "Eno dome koladato mechayim lekoladato meachar mita." Being absorbed by Israel during your lifetime is not the same as after your death. Meaning, being buried there is a great thing, but being living there and being alive there is much greater. So there was a man whose Yevama, whose brother passed away, and his sister-in-law felt him as Yibum in Beit Choza. He came to ask Rabbi Chanina, Amar le, ma'o le mechat li bema? Can I go down out of Israel and marry her? Amar le, imagine. So he responded, Rabbi Chanina responded, Echav nasa kuti. Achiv nasa kuti. Let's say someone's brother marries a kuti. Umet, and he dies. Baruch ha-makom sharago. Baruch Hashem that he died. Vehu yered acharav, what, you're going to go and follow and marry the sister-in-law? No, it's a kutit. You're not going to marry kutit. So clearly also over here, you should not go down out of Israel. Amar of Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Keshem she'asur latzet me'aretz Yisrael le'Bavel, just like it's forbidden to leave Israel to go to Bavel, kach asur latzet mi'Bavel l'shar ha'atzot. So too, it's forbidden to leave Bavel and go to other places. Rabbah v'Rav Yosef Darmei Tarvayu, they both say, afilu mifumbadita le'bekuvez. Even to leave from Fumbadita, the Bekuvez asur. Ahud nafak mifumbadita le'bekuvez. There was someone who did this. He left from Fumbadita and he went to Bekuvez. So Shamtei Rav Yosef put him in excommunication. Ahud nafak mifumbadita le'astunia. Someone left Fumbadita and went to Astunia. Shachiv, he died.
It's a makom of Torah, yes?
Huh?
It's a makom of Torah, Fumbadita.
Yes, it's a makom of Torah. Exactly. Meaning even to leave the makom of Torah. Right? This person left from Medita and then he died. Amar Abaye, Ibaye Haichur Merabanan Havachaye. If he wanted to, he could have lived. He shouldn't have left. So Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef Damri Tarvayu, they both say, Kesherin Shebe Bavel, Eretz Yisrael Koletetan. The kosher people in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael absorbs them. Kesherin Shebe Shara Aratzot, the kosher people in other lands, Bavel Koletetan. Bavel absorbs them. So the Gemara says, Lemai, what is this referring to? Ilayim Le Yuchasin. Maybe it's saying for lineage. That Eretz Yisrael is the highest, then Bavel, and then other places. The Gemara says, "V'hamar more." We know kol ha'aratzot isal Eretz Yisrael. All of the lands is like a dough for Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, the lineage level is other lands. Then up on top of that is Israel. Be'Eretz Yisrael isal Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough for Bavel. Meaning, Bavel is the highest level of lineage. Over here, we're saying Eretz Yisrael is the highest. So that's not the case here. Ela le'inyan kevura. What we are referring to is burial. That people who are kosher in Bavel, they can be absorbed, they can be buried in Eretz Yisrael. People who are kosher outside of Bavel can be buried in Bavel.
Bavel higher than Eretz Yisrael?
No. Eretz Yisrael is higher than Bavel in regards to the burial. But in regards to lineage, Bavel is higher in lineage than Eretz Yisrael. Amar v'yudah, kol adar b'Bavel, anyone who lives in Bavel, ki ilu dar b'Eretz Yisrael. It's as if he's living in Israel. Shneimar, hoy... I think it's Hoy Tzion Himalti Yoshevet Bat Bavel. That the people in Tzion is like living in Bavel. Amar Abaye Naktinan. We hold Bavel Lochazia Chavlei De Mashiach. Bavel will not see the pain and suffering in the times of Mashiach. Tirgema and explain this. Ahutzal De Binyamin. The place called Hutzal De Binyamin. Vekaru Le Karnad Shizivta. And they called it the horns of the Yeshua, of the Savior, of the Savior. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Metim shebechutz la'aretz einam chayim. The dead people in America are not living. They're not like live people. Shneimar, v'natati tzvi ba'aretz chayim. So he says, I gave a tzvi in Eretz Chayim. What is this? Eretz shetzivyoni ba metei chayim. Where I place my favor, the dead people are like living. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael. Right, seemingly. She'en tzivyoni ba. If I don't place my favor... Ein metei chayim. Outside of Israel, there's no favor, so the dead people are not living. Meiti v'Rabbi Abba Bar Mamali has a contradiction. The pasuk says yichyu metecha nivelati yekumun. The dead people will revive, and your nivelot, the dead people also will come back. So my love, yichyu metecha, the dead people will revive. Metim shev Eretz Yisrael. That's talking about Eretz Yisrael dead people. Nivelati yekumun, and also nivelati yekumun. Metim shev chutz la'aretz. Even the people outside of Israel who die will come back to life. So the Gemara says, "Umay v'natati tzvi ba'eretz chayim." And what is referring to in that pasuk? Anavuchanetzar hudichti. That's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. The Amar Rachmana that the Torah says, Hashem says, "Ma'itina alayu malka de kalil ki tavia." That somebody very fast, like a gazelle, will come and conquer Israel. Will come in like Nebuchadnezzar. So that's what it's referring to. But really, both Eretz Israel and outside of Israel, the dead people are like living. They'll come back to life. Amar le Rabbi Mikra Acher ani Doresh. I actually am Doresh another pasuk. There's another pasuk in Yeshayahu. Noten neshama la'am aleah. You give a neshama to the nation aleah on the land. The ruach la'olchim ba, and a spirit for those people who go through it. So it's referring to Eretz Israel only. So the Gemara says ve'ela haketiv nevelati yakumun. It says though the people in America, outside of Israel, there will be revived also, come back to life. That's referring to the people who had miscarriages. The babies who were miscarried, those babies will have in Chutz La'aretz.
Okay.
Oh, it says Eretz Yisrael, man, yeah. Because it's talking about Chutz La'aretz.
That's a nefel in Hebrew. Okay.
Oh, okay, exactly. So if it's not, that exactly, mechila. If it's not referring to the people who are dying in Chutz La'aretz, it must be referring to the people who die, the children who die, or the orphans who die, miscarriages, the fetuses that die, and they will be resurrected, and they are, if they're buried only in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning those that are buried in Eretz Yisrael will be revived. Not miscarriages, fetuses that die, the babies that die. Okay? V'rabbi Abba bar Mamal, hay noten neshama la'am aleha may avidle. What does he use that pasuk for? So he used it for Rabbi Abau. The Amar Rabbi Abau, afilu shivcha knanit be'Eretz Yisrael, even a Knanite maidservant in Eretz Yisrael, muftach la shei bat olam haba, she gets a place in the world to come. K'tiv hacha, the pasuk says over here, la'am aleha, to the nation on it. K'tiv hatam, shuvu lachem poim achamor, sit right with Avram Avinu, and he's taking Yitzchak up. He told Ishmael to stay with the chamor. So am hadome lachamor, the nation that is similar to the chamor, they also have a place in the world to come if they live in Israel. So veruach laholchim ba, Amar b'Yirmiya, the people walking in it, Amar b'Yirmiya bar Abba, Amar b'Yechonan, kol ha'me'alech arba amot b'Eretz Yisrael, anyone who walks 4 amot in Eretz Yisrael, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. He gets a place in the world to come. Ulirbi Lazar, and according to Rabbi Lazar, tzadikim shebechutz la'aretz einam chayim, what, the righteous people outside of Israel, tzadikim here, we're not living, right? So he says, Amar Rabbi Ila al yadei gilgul. It's referring to, no, obviously they're going to come back, but their bodies from America are going to have to roll all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and only then they're going to come back. So, matkifla Rabbi Abba salah rabba gilgul et tzadikim tzarhu. Causing the bodies of righteous people to roll is a very big suffering. Why would they do that? So, Amar Rabbi Abba mechilot na'asot lahim bakarka. No, Hashem is going to make these tunnels in the ground that it's going to be very easy to roll like a train all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Unnasatani mitzrayim v'kvartani v'kvuratam. So this was Yaakov Avinu. He told his children, make sure you bury me in Israel. Amar karna dvarim bego yodea. Dvarim bego. This is something interesting in the pasuk. If you look inside, yodea haya Yaakov Avinu shetzadik gamur haya. Yaakov Avinu knew he was very righteous. Vim metim shubachutz laaretz chayim. And if the dead people outside of Israel are living, live, lama hitirech et banav. Why did he cause his children to have to do this? What was the reason that he burdened them? He caused them this burden, right? So the Gemara says, Shema lo yizke lemechilot, Shema lo yizke lemechilot, because he was afraid that maybe they would not be. Mechila. Ve'im metim shebechutz la'aretz chayim. If the dead people in America live, meaning they live, why is he forcing his sons? He's convincing his son to come and bury him in Israel. Let them just stay there. What's the problem? So the Gemara answers, because Shema lo yizku lemechilot. Maybe they would not be zoche to these tunnels to be rolled out there to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it would be a big suffering. Shalchulei achua l'rabba. The brothers of Rabba sent him. He lived outside of Israel. So yodea haya Yaakov. I skipped the line. Just like this, it says, by Yashba Yosef et Bnei Israel. Yosef made the Bnei Israel swear to take him up to Israel also. So Amar Chanina Dvarim Bego, he says, look in the Pasuk, Yodea haya Yosef be'atzmo shetzadik gamur haya. Yosef knew he was a tzadik gamur. Ve'im metim shebechutz la'aretz chayim, lama yitirech et echav. If let's say, he knew that the righteous people, the dead people in America, outside of Israel, they are considered going to be living. So why did he convince his brothers to have to come up to Israel and force him to bury him in Israel? So he says, why did he burden them? 400 parsaot. So the Gemara says, Shema lo yizkeh lemechilot. Because maybe they will not merit to these tunnels as well.
So not everybody gets married, you have a lot of zechuyot.
Yes, you have to have a big zechut to be buried, so we roll through the tunnels. Shalchu le achui le rabba. The brothers of Rabba messaged him, they reached out to him, they came to him and said, Yodea ya Yaakov shesedik gamur haya. Yaakov knew it's sedik gamur. Why are you living in America? Ilfa mosif batvarim. Ilfa would add something. Maase be'echad shaya mista'er al isha. There was a man who was suffering al isha achat. He was upset about this one woman who lived in America, and he wanted to go and marry her. Ubikesh lered. He wanted to go down to America in Chutz La'aretz. Kivan sheshama kazot. When he heard about these things. Gilgel be'atzmo ad yom moto. He stayed there until the day of his death. He didn't have to go and get married. Meaning he didn't go get married because he wanted to stay in America, in Eretz Yisrael, so as not to lose the Kedusha. Afal pisha shacham gadol ata. So they said to Rabbah, even though you're very wise, eino domen lomend me'atzmo le'lomend me'rabbo. Someone who learns on his own is not the same as someone who learns from his Rebbe. Come to Israel and you'll learn from your Rebbe. Ve'im tomar en lecha rav. And if you say, oh, you don't have a Rebbe, yesh lecha rav. You have a Rebbe. Umanu, who is your Rebbe? Rebbe Yochanan. It's Rebbe Yochanan. Ve'im en ata oleh, and if you don't come to Israel, hizayer b'shlosha dvarim. Be careful of three things. Al tarbe yeshiva. Don't sit too much. She yeshiva kashel etachnoniyot. Yeshiva is bad for hemorrhoids. A person sits too long, it's not good for him. Val tarbe b'amida, you shouldn't stand too much. Amida kashel alev, standing too much is bad for the heart. Val tarbe b'halicha, don't walk too much. Halicha kashel einayim, because walking too much is bad for the eyes. I don't know how practical these things are, but I'll tell you one thing. The Gemara says, Ela shlish b'yeshiva, shlish b'amida, shlish b'hiluch. That you should do 1/3 sitting, 1/3 standing, 1/3 walking. And just to explain, I asked a chiropractor one time. He told me even when you're sitting learning Torah, you shouldn't sit and learn for more than 15 minutes at a time. Every 15, 20 minutes, you should constantly be sitting, and then you get up for 5, 10 minutes. And then you go back down, and you stand, and you walk around. You shouldn't be sitting the whole day. It's not healthy for the body. You should constantly, it's very good for your posture, your back also, that you're constantly moving all the time. That's based on this Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Kol yeshiva.
You don't have to worry about it, only outside.
Kol yeshiva she'eni masimicha amida nocha himina. Any sitting that doesn't have a support. Let's say I'm sitting without a back support. I would prefer to stand than to sit without a back support. So the Gemara says, amida salkadatach, standing is better. Ve'amart amida kashel alev. But you said standing is bad for the heart. So the Gemara says, ela yeshiva she'en ba simicha, sitting without support. Amida she'yesh ba simicha nocha himina. And if I stand with support, that would be better. Mechen amru, and so too Yitzchak veShimon veOshaya amru devar echad. They all said one thing. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda veperadot, that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda by mules. The Tanya, as the Braita says in Chulin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer pereda shetavea. If let's say a mule comes and says, shows that they want to mate. So ein marbiin alei alosus velochamor. We don't mate them with a horse or a donkey. Ela mina. We give them another type of mule to mute with their own type. This is the halacha. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak. Who is Yitzchak? Yitzchak zeh Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha. Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha. Shimon zeh Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Ve'amri la Rish Lakish. Some say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Oshaya and Oshaya zeh Rabbi Oshaya ben Rebbe. That was Rabbi Oshaya, the son of Rebbe. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet of Kufiyot Amud Bet. We started with the idea of the Mishnah that you can force anyone in your family to move up to Israel, but you cannot force people to leave Israel. And we went through all the different cases in our Gemara, when that would be practical, when not, how a person can lose their ketubah. And then we started talking about all of the chashivut of Eretz Israel, how important it is to live in Eretz Israel. Anyone who lives in Eretz Israel is without any sin, he does not have any sin. Then we said the third part, when we got to the Amud Aleph, we talked about the praises of Eretz Israel and actually Bavel as well. But being buried in Eretz Israel, also a person has a lot of merit, a lot of zechiyot with no sin. But the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Elazar said it's better, it's much stronger to be absorbed in Israel while alive than after your death. You should go to Israel during your lifetime. And we continue talking about the praises of Eretz Israel. And then towards the bottom of the daf, we started to try to convince people to move to Eretz Israel. There were people who lived outside of Israel. We said, why are you staying here? What are you doing here? It's much better over there. And if you stay here in America, be careful with these things, because outside of Israel, I guess there's not as much Kedusha. I think maybe this is the depth behind that Gemara, that standing, sitting, walking, all of that. Because a person walking and sitting and standing here, no matter what they're doing over here, there's not so much kedusha over here. So the person has to be careful and not spend so much time here. But of course, the end goal being be able to go and move up to Eretz Israel at the end of the day. I think that was pretty much the idea on today's daf. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.